Chanukah Sameach. As we contemplate the meaning of Chanukah, we think about the two miracles that capture this Chag. The first is the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, the special cruse of oil that they found in the Beit HaMikdash. The second is the military victory. The first is mentioned in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kaf Aleph. And the second is the focus of Al HaNisim, the tefillah that we recite in Birkat HaMazon and the Amidah on a daily basis during Chanukah. But here's the question. What miracle was there in a military victory? What was miraculous about this? Did God send down huge stones to kill the Yevanim, to kill the Greeks? What exactly happened? Did he zap them? What was the miracle of the military victory? When we think about modern times, modern Medinat Yisrael, when we think about 1967, there was a miracle that the Air Force of Medinat Yisrael managed to destroy the Jordanian and Egyptian air forces while they were still on the ground within a few hours before the war even started. That was the opening shot in the war, and that was a miracle. It gave us dominance in the air for the duration of the war. 1973, one can also argue that there were Nisim Gluim. We really were on the back foot. The Syrians could have easily rode right into the Galil from the north and the Golan. Egyptians could have easily walked right into southern Israel. And it was a miracle that we stopped them, considering that we were left surprised by their attack. But there was a clear miracle of us coming back from behind. All the Miluimnikim who showed up at the front, stories about Avigdor Kahalani, Koach Tzvika, this was a miracle as well. But what was the miracle of the Greeks, of the Jews, excuse me, killing the Greeks 2,200 years ago during the revolution of the Maccabim? I want to share with you an insight by Rav Shlomo Aviner, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Ataret Kohanim, and he draws from a story of David HaMelech in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. When David is about to go and fight Goliath, the fierce leader of the Plishti army, Shaul HaMelech tells David, I don't recommend you doing this. Kinar atav, hu ish milchama. You're just a young lad, David. He is a fierce warrior. You have no chance against him. And David responds with a story. Vayomer David al Shaul, ro'eh haya avdachal aviv batzon, uvahariv et hadov, v'nasase me'aeder. David tells a story that he was shepherding his flock, and a lion and a bear came and took away one of his sheep. Ve'atzati acharav, and I went after him. V'kitiv, v'itzalti mipiv, v'yakom alai v'chzakti pizkano, v'hikiti v'amitiv. David HaMelech said, I took this lion, I pulled his beard, and I killed this lion with my bare hands. Gametari v'gametar dov, I killed the lion, I killed the bear, and if I killed them, then I can kill this uncircumcised Plishti Goliath as well. And David even offers up a tefillah, Hashem asher hitzilani miyad ha'ari u'miyad ha'dov, hu yatzileni miyad plishti hazeh. Hashem who saved me from the lion and from the bear will also save me from this plishti. Now, the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Vav, points out in Tosfot's commentary on this Gemara, he points out that the nes for David HaMelech here was his Gvurat HaMilchama, Oz HaGvura, his willingness, his courage to fight. That was the miracle. That was the miracle itself. His bravery, his courage, his daring attitude, his willingness to jump in the fight against Goliath, with very bad odds. That was the miracle itself, according to Tosfot. And Rav Shlomo Aviner takes this idea of Tosfot and applies it to the Maccabim 2,200 years ago. And he says their willingness to stand up and fight, that is the miracle in of itself. It's a gilui pitomi shel kochot shegnuzim ba'adam. Zoho fa'a Elohit. It's a revealing of the strength, the powers that a person has within oneself. The revealing these powers is divine. It's a miraculous thing. And if we compare this to Yetziat Mitzrayim, when Am Yisrael are fleeing Mitzrayim, and the truth is that they are armed, v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, they have weapons. And yet, when they see the Egyptians running after them, they're afraid, they don't know what to do, they're terrified. And the Ibn Ezra asks a very basic question, why don't the Jewish people fight? Stand up and fight against the Egyptians. You have weapons. You have mass in terms of numbers. Why don't you fight against the Egyptians? But the answer is that they were trained to be slaves. They didn't have a soldier or fighting mentality. They were weak-minded. They were enslaved, and they were not capable psychologically of fighting. It wasn't a technical problem. The problem was a psychological one. And what we see from here is that there are different types of miracles. Sometimes God intervenes in terms of the physical, chemical, biological makeup of the world. But a miracle can also be a transformation in one's psychology. It's a psychological miracle. And that's what happened to the Maccabim, the daring willingness to fight against the brazenness, to fight against the Yevanim, something that the Jewish people did not have when they left Mitzrayim. And Rav Aviner tells the story about a student who once came to him and said, how is it possible that Jews endured 2,000 years of pogroms and persecution and they didn't fight back? And he responded, Ashrecha, you are blessed. You're praised. That you can't even understand the mindset of what it was like to be a Jew in Galut, in the diaspora, over the last 2,000 years. You can't even comprehend what it means to be a people who can't fight back, who don't know how to fight back. He's so foreign from us today, Medinat Yisrael. And so Ashrecha, he says, blessed are you that you don't understand this mentality. And this indeed, if we want to understand the question of the Beit Yosef is a famous question of Yosef Karo. Why is Chanukah 8 days when the miracle was only 7 days? Right? There was already a cruse of oil that covered the lighting for the first day. The miracle is that the oil lasted for another 7 days after the first day. So why is Chanukah 8 days instead of seven? And one answer is this, is that the miracle of the first day was the willingness, the courage, the brazenness to fight. And then you have 7 days of the candle, of the oil continuing to burn. Now, friends, we are witnessing again a great miracle here in Medinat Yisrael, Tavshin Pei Dalet, during this time, during Chanukah. The same miracle that we witnessed on the 15th of May, 1948, when David Ben-Gurion and leaders of the Yeshuva Yehudi stood up and defied the world to declare a new Jewish state. We are witnessing the same defiance, the same courage, the same bravery, the same brazenness today. And just if you think about the stories of Chayalim, not just from October 7th, but every single day fighting in Gaza and defending the North, so many stories of gvura, of courage. Chayalim rushing to the scene, Chayalim saving their friends, Chayalim with incredible morale and willingness to fight in order to protect Am Yisrael. You know, the commentators are pointing out that what Hamas wanted to do on October 7th was actually much worse than what they did. What they did was an atrocity, no doubt. It's still incomprehensible what happened on that day. But indeed, they wanted to do something much worse. And they had plans drawn up to do something much worse. But it's because of the morale of our Chayalim who rushed to the scene that we were able to blunt their movement and ultimately to push them back into Gaza and kill many of the terrorists. And we are seeing that same courage now that we saw in 1948, that we saw in 1967, 1973, but also with the Maccabim in 2,200 years ago in 164 BC. And I just want to share the story of one Chayal that comes to mind, Yosef Hamami, who was the machat of the Chativat HaDromit right near Gaza. He was literally the commander on the ground on October 7th, and he was the first one to rush to the scene, to Kibbutz Nirim. He was there with his chapak, with just a few soldiers fighting against literally hundreds of mechablim, and he was one of the first to call onto the radio and tell everyone, we are in a milchama, we are in a fight. And everybody's got to come down and come to this fight. And he got all the kitot konenut, all of the guards, the fighting units, and the different kibbutzim to start moving. And he was the one who made that call. And he saved many, many lives as a result. And he went right to the scene to fight against the mechablim who had penetrated into Israeli territory. And he is one of the many Giborim, the modern-day Maccabim, who have fought in this war and have protected many, many lives. And there are endless stories. Each one is unique and special, and each Chayal is special and unique. But there's so many stories of Gvura, just like the Maccabim 2,200 years ago. And just like we see the Chayalim fighting to protect us, we also see our Chayalim lighting those Chanukiot in the middle of Gaza. I always heard a story from a chayal in our own community, Yaakov Gutman. Hashem should protect him. He should return home safely. And he shared a story that he and his soldiers went out to the street in Gaza, and they lit their Chanukiah lefarsem et hanes. And so just like the Maccabim fought 2,200 years ago and lit that Chanukiah, so too our chayalim are doing the same thing today. And we pray, Ribono Shel Olam, return all of our hostages, return all of our chayalim home safely, heal all the wounded, and shenizkeh lirot nisim bayamim bahem uvazman hazeh. Chanukah Sameach.